Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, I hope you're somewhere warm right now.
Well, I just got in from shoveling snow, so I think anywhere besides there is relatively warm.
Before we do this week's show, let's clear up last week's challenge.
I said, start with the phrase playing card. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word and a six-letter word that were basically antonyms of each other. What are the words?
I don't know.
Well, if you rearrange those letters, you can spell angry and placid.
Ah.
All right, Ian, it is our final show of 2020, and as it has in the 9 years before this, once again means it's time for our annual Any Questions clearance sale, in which we clear the inventory of unused questions from categories we've done in 2020. Please make your selections carefully, as this year we can't accept any returns in order to ensure the safety of our employees. But we do thank you for your business, of course.
How's your one-day shipping?
Define day. Show number 438 was about hearts. The globe variety of what plant, a domesticated variety of thistle, contains a cluster of individual leaves and an edible base known as a heart.
I hope it's an artichoke.
It is. What was inspired by a California attraction called the Matterhorn Bobsleds was originally planned to have four separate tracks instead of the two that were built, is located just east of Cinderella Castle, and opened to the public in January of 1975, 2 years before its California counterpart welcomed its first riders.
Is it Space Mountain?
It is indeed. And when the Space Mountain opened in Disneyland in California, six of the original seven Mercury astronauts attended the opening. Show number 459 was about Major League Baseball team names. The word gnosism is the general term for the use of a plural pronoun, such as us or our, to refer to oneself. A specific version of gnosism is the pluralis majestatis, or majestic plural, which is commonly referred to by what two-word name?
The royal we.
That's right. And in researching this, I also learned there is something called the author's we, the editorial we, and possibly my favorite in the group, the non-confrontative we.
And don't forget the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah. Show number 462 is about tests. A 1963 treaty signed in Moscow by the United States, the Soviet Union, and the United Kingdom, and since ratified by 123 other countries, is commonly abbreviated NTBT. The TBT part of the name stands for Test Ban Treaty. What word does the letter N stand for?
As Homer would say, nuclear.
Yes, that is right. And the official name is the Treaty Banning Nuclear Weapon Tests in the Atmosphere, in Outer Space, and Underwater. And finally, show number 476 was about the dark. The 1988 novel The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul is one of two books written by Douglas Adams about a detective named Dirk Gently. The books were published amidst the five installments in what came to be known as the, quote, increasingly inaccurately named trilogy that began in 1979 with what famous science fiction novel?
Hitchhiker's Guide?
That's right, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Well, we did it. We made it through another year, we think. We hope we didn't contribute to your misery too much over these last 50 or so shows. Let us know how well you did in the year, on this show, whatever. Quiz at wamc.org.
As always, you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, extra credit, this week's challenge, and also our back episodes if you got some extra listening time over the holidays.
Start with the phrase cleaning out. Change one letter to a T, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word and a six-letter word for two rooms you might find in a house. What are the words?
As ever, Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, get your resolutions ready. I'll work on that challenge, and we'll be back with new shows at the start of 2021.
We will see you next year.